Yeah, my name is Aisha, and my mom got saved probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm 19 years old, and I had a son when I was 18. I've been trying to find God, and so last Sunday, I went to church, and He saved me. And it's amazing to know that you've been saved and that God's called you. And I just want to thank my mom for being saved and showing me the way. That way I can show my son the way. I truly, truly believe that He is watching me every day, and He's not going to let me go.
Well, hey, listen, Aisha, I'm glad you're listening today, and I'm glad you have that sensitive heart, that sensitive spirit, and He won't let you go. You're just a young woman, and of course you got off to a giant start here with a lot of responsibility at 19, but it sounds like you have a mom that loves you and standing with you. And listen, that puts you way, way ahead in your walk with Christ. And so stay plugged in to that church. Let the fellowship of other believers and the teaching from God's Word fill your life. So it's a powerful thing for you in your walk with Christ. Being involved in that Bible-believing environment is a powerful, powerful thing. You know, today we're going to talk about walking by faith. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're struggling with that. I think of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please Him." In other words, we can't please Him by what we do. We can't please Him just by being intentional. Now, we please Him, but, you know, ultimately that's not going to get us saved. We walk by faith. "For whoever would draw near to God," it says, "must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." Intentional living is about seeking God. As the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 5, you know, really understand or figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. So I would say to you, Aisha, as a new believer, and others who you may have been walking with God for a long time but finding your faith is faltering, you have to pursue. It's impossible to please Him just doing your own thing. You please Him when you walk by faith. So here's the question today on the show. When have you had to walk by faith? When have you had to walk by faith, not by sight? Love to have you share that on our storyline. It's open to you at 888-888-1717. The show itself today live is already set. We have from our archive some great calls ready to go, but we'd love to have you share your comments again at 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Sometimes in the mundane and even painful circumstances of life, if we just put our faith in the Lord and just trust Him, some beautiful and miraculous things can happen. My husband and I were separated for a year. We ended up working on a Christian reconciliation book for 5 months. At the end of it, I found myself saying that I would return to Him. And even though we still had struggles we've had to work through, we now discuss the issues instead of fight about our feelings, and we're together. And most of all, we both pray together. We let the Lord lead us in our lives. And even though we still have tough times, we're able to work through them. It's just awesome. The Lord is awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Another faith walk story, hopefully to strengthen you in your walk. Now, even as we walk by faith, doesn't mean that everything that we want or everything that we think is going to happen, just because we have faith, is going to happen the way we'd like it to happen. We are submitting to a God who has created everything and believe that He has a perfect plan for our lives that sometimes we don't quite understand. Because when you think about it, if we didn't live by faith, we would have to live by our own ingenuity, and that's what we try to do. I think one of the reasons it's difficult to cut through and reach people at times is because we are such a self-sufficient culture and society that we think we can take care of everything. It's during those moments when we realize that that is really a mist, that's sort of a myth. It's all sort of a vapor. We don't have as much control as we think we do. The outcomes are not always in our hands that we think would be true. And we ultimately realize there's points in our life when we ultimately realize that our control over things is very limited at best. And we do walk by faith. 888-888-1717 is the number.
And you're welcome to come and join us like Sandra did from New Mexico today. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Good. Appreciate your call. Talk about faith. What have you learned?
Well, I've learned a lot lately. I've put my faith in God when I took a plane, well, quite a few planes, actually, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Chicago, to London, to Ghana, Africa, got married over there, and henceforth, I spent 20 days with him, did a lot of nice things, but on the way back, I had to leave him there. So I'm waiting in faith that he'll soon get his visa and be with me within the next month or so.
So you're right in the middle of this faith walk right now.
Yeah.
Trusting God for whatever the outcome is, that he will do this perfect work in your new marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Good
for
you.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been married in a long time, so this is really going to be a lot of
Big step for you. Well, good for you. We'll pray along with you that God moves in his perfect direction for you guys, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad you're listening in New Mexico. Let's go to Kansas. Linda, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. When have you had to walk by faith, Linda?
Well, I guess right now, 10 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with a disease that we thought he had 8 months, and we walked by faith. We prayed. Our church prayed. We all just prayed that he would have time on earth to be with us, and God gave him 10 years.
Good.
But we are currently living and walking by faith. Again, we are in Kansas. We don't live in Kansas, and we moved to Kansas because there is a man in Germany that has given us cells to help us to possibly live another 10 years. So I feel blessed, and I tell you, every day I live day by day, and every day I see the gifts that God's given me every day.
Mm. So when you look back 10 years, where you are now spiritually, can you compare how that has changed over 10 years for you?
I think 10 years ago, I think it was a leap of faith, and it was something that I had to accept, and I wanted God to take that burden from me and to heal my husband. Mm. Now, I guess, when you leave your home, your family, you leave everything, God has shown me that it's actually easier to just live his life and to look at the everyday, the gifts he gives you. You know, I compare it to in the wilderness when you go out and you collect manna and you accept it and know that every day that he will provide, whether it's cells from Germany, whether it's a home, whether it's just being away from your family, and he provides. I guess this time around, I feel more of like it's not in my control. It's in his.
A daily walk. That's intentional living. Thank you, Linda, for sharing your story with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You know what? Thank you. And, you know, one of the five essential areas, the essential is faith. That's foundational for these other areas of our work and our finance and health and family and so on. And today we're talking about walking by faith, examples, just hearing stories as people share. Jessica posted on Facebook right now, walking by faith. Medical bills and others are piling up and the ends barely meet. Trusting God to provide what we need and trying to remain grateful and joyful in front of our children and family members. Walk by faith. Leanne says, when my son had a grand mal seizure at 12 years old, had to walk by faith. We see the pattern that the faith walk often flows out of these other five essentials, out of your family, your work, you know, your health, your finances, ultimately for life's just existence every day, trusting God. Come and join us, 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Whitney. I've been on the air a couple of times, and my husband has recently, after 2 years becoming a Christian, he was not a Christian while we were married, and then 2 years ago, now almost actually 3 years ago, and he became a Christian, started going to church with me in Phoenix, Arizona, and in the last 3 weeks has decided that he is not a believer anymore, and it is extremely hard and difficult to handle as I'm keeping my faith and doing my good deeds and goodwills and hoping that he sees that through me and hopefully we'll have a change of heart. Thanks, you guys. Well, I appreciate your program very much. Bye-bye.
We'd love to hear your story as well. You can leave your story online at 888-888-1717. Okay? All right, let's let me get a couple more calls on here before we take another break. Deidre is in Michigan. Hi, Deidre.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. How are you today?
I'm great. And yourself?
Doing well. Thank you. Appreciate it. Tell me about your faith walk. What have you learned?
Well, I've been a Christian all my life. So I've had faith all of my life. But recently, I've been dealing with some challenges. Some in with my health, a lot of health challenges. And it's just really been, it's been a big test. I mean, I've been through tests before, but I know that God, the God I serve, is an awesome God and that he's in control. I get up every day thanking God for each day that I have, thanking him for life and life abundant and for being a great provider and a great father, and, you know, just joy, strength, everything. I do believe that there's nothing I can't do with God. So I think that everything that I've been dealing with has been just tests. I don't know what the tests are for, but I know that God is faithful, and it's not like I have not dealt with challenges before in my health, but this time, It's a little different because it you know, sometimes I don't have the energy and the stamina to do the things that I need to do. And so it's just been a challenge every day. But I know that God is faithful, so I'm keeping a positive, optimistic attitude. A lot is going on in my family. My mom just had a situation where, you know, we had to deal with something that came out of the blue with her. But she's strong. She's a strong Christian woman, and that's my role model for faith, you know, because she is the most faithful woman that I know.
That's good.
So just dealing with some things, you know, with my family, with myself. So it's been a little bit overwhelming lately, but, you know, just pressing forward because I know God has a good plan for my life and plans for my hope and future. And he said in his word, I've been meditating on his words about on his promises about healing, that he will restore health unto you and heal you of your wounds, and that, you know, I'm just being faithful and optimistic. Today is actually my first time turning on your radio station. And
it's good.
I was like, wow.
Fantastic. So what city do you live in, Deidre?
I live in a city called Saginaw, which is about an hour north of Detroit.
Absolutely. And you're listening to 99.7 FM, and you keep it on.
Yes, I am.
You're listening to Family Life Radio, and it'll make a difference in your life. You're going to enjoy it. Now, you've lived there. You just didn't know about the radio station and just happened
I didn't know about this particular radio station. I listened to K-Love. I started listening to, actually, I believe that God put my radio on K-Love a couple years ago. I got in my vehicle. I had a vehicle that was giving me so many problems at the time, and I got in there one day, and I was like praying. I said, Lord, I hope it will start and give me where I need to go and back.
Well,
and I got in there, and it was on that station. So I've been listening to that station for the last couple years. But I'm a veteran. I met a fellow veteran via telephone conversation. And she told me about this station, and I just found the note from last week that she told me about. And I said, let me turn it on that station right now.
Well, there you go, and I'm glad you did, Deidre. And I'll tell you what, you just push the button to leave it right there, okay, because we're going to promise to bring you not only on the Family Life Radio Network, the top Christian music, but also the top teaching and help and to live intentionally in your walk with Christ. That's the mission of the network and of many stations. So thank you, Deidre. Appreciate your call. You know, let me share with you and others an encouraging passage from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, where Paul lays out that he presses toward the goal, he says an interesting thing in verse 7. He says, but whatever was to my profit, he's talking about his past, all of the things that he had accomplished, his resume. He says, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, in other words, doing it myself, law-based, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. And then he gives the whole kind of reason or the purpose or the why for his pursuing this goal in verse 10. He says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Powerful passage, Philippians chapter 3. Walking by faith, certainly one of the key essentials. Strengthening your faith right now from the Intentional Living Center. Love to hear your story as well. 888-888-1717.
Hi, Randy. The way I walk by faith is I live by the Word of God over anything in the natural world. The Word of God is the final authority in my life, above what I can see or hear or feel or touch, above the five physical senses. The Word of God is the bottom line. That's the truth, and that's what I believe. So I don't walk by sight, but I walk by faith. I walk by the Word of God because it's eternal and it doesn't change. And it's the one thing in this life and this world that we can absolutely bank on.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, I think of the passage that says the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And ultimately, it reveals the thoughts and the intentions. Did you know it said that in Scripture? The thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And when we think about intentional living, hey, listen, if you want to do surgery on your thoughts and surgery on understanding the source of your intentions, get into God's Word. How does that work? As you read Scripture and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal himself in your life, he'll put the searchlight on the areas of your motive or your intentions. Very good. Thank you, Jim. Hey, by the way, if we talk about one thing, that's one of the most important things about intentional living. We believe in doing the next right one thing. And when it comes to today building your faith, can you think of one thing that you would commit to for the next 30 days to build a new habit, to build your faith? If you will, and if you do, as a ministry, we want to send you our One Thing wristband. Why? That's a reminder. It's a physical reminder, as I wear every day, as a reminder of the power of one thing. If you like that and you're making a commitment for one thing for your faith, I'll send it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband. Fill it out there and give us your address and we'll send it to you. Today we're talking about faith walk, walking by faith. You know, it says in Scripture, we walk by faith, not by sight, which is a hard thing. Kind of like closing your eyes. You ever did that as a kid? Close your eyes and try to walk. You walk into things. Hey, sometimes we do walk without sight, knowing that God will take care of us. Powerful thing. Join us with your comments again on our comment line, 888-888-1717.
When times are difficult, be proactive in your faith. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another one thing for you to experience more peace today. The Apostle Paul, while instructing Timothy about the difficult times yet to come in his life, told him to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, to convince and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Can I encourage you not to shy away from sharing with others about God's intentional love for them? And encourage those around you who are followers of Christ yet discouraged in their faith? This is a time for social distancing, but not, as I say, spiritual distancing. This is a time to share God's intentional love and share His Word. When you do that, you can have a significant intentional impact in someone today.
Get the Intentional Living Minute in your email every day. Go to theintentionallife.com/minute. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Mike is on the line in Arizona. Mike, welcome to Intentional Living.
Howdy. Good morning, guys.
Appreciate your call. What do you learn about faith, my friend?
Well, as I told the person who did the little brief interview before I got on the line, I got hundreds of examples. But again, he told me that the radio station. So I'm just going to go off of the top of my head real quick with one. My wife, we've been married coming up on 4 years, January 15th. All right. So I could tell when I first met her that her faith was very flimsy, if you will, for a lack of a better term. She wasn't exactly walking or whatever, you know, but she was, you know, she was herself. She was happy, joyous. Okay, cool. Like, I was attracted to her somehow, but over the years being with me, I've noticed that her faith has got stronger and stronger and stronger. Mm-hmm. And that's because I refuse to let go. I refuse to just give up. And with everything going on in our lives, all the finance issues, broken down cars here and there, flat tire randomly, blah, blah, blah. You know, the list goes on and on and on. I just refuse to just give in. And I just turn to God and I say, God, you know, you've done it before. Do it again, man. I trust you. I love you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, and thank you for everything I have. You know, I wouldn't be here if I haven't gone through the things I've gone through. I wouldn't be who I am, such and such. You know, like I said, it just goes on and on and on. So I'm just very grateful that I was able to get on and just share even my little ramblings of my faith walk.
Well, you know, life is a daily rambling, Mike. Every day we just get up and we don't know what we're facing, full of paths, unexpected moments. And living intentionally doesn't mean that we've got every moment planned out, because we don't know what's going to happen around the corner. But what it is deciding intentionally to walk by faith, knowing that that is a very unique way of living today. And I look at people who live totally by sight and smell and touch. And boy, as Christians, it's easy for us to get sucked into that. But I look at them and I think, boy, it must be a terribly anxiety-producing day after day after day in a world that's crazy in many ways. The uncertainties of the culture in which we live, to say somehow or other, I've got to control everything, I've got to hang on to everything, that's a very limiting lifestyle. And those of us who follow Christ and choose to walk by faith, we don't consider walking by faith to be denial of reality. I mean, we see things as they are. We recognize that bad health is bad health, and financial problems are financial problems, and we need to be good stewards, and we need to have budgets, and we need to see our doctor, and we need to take care of ourselves. There's not an ignorance to the fact that we have a responsibility, but what it is trusting that at the end of the day, we know that ultimately God is in control of our lives, and as we submit to Him, we know, as the Scripture says, that all things ultimately will work out for His good, for those things which are called and those of us who are called according to His purposes. And that is a faith walk, and that is intentional living, for sure.
I think the greatest way my faith has changed me or grown in me is that I don't go on my feelings anymore. I go on what the Word of God is saying in my life, and knowing that when there's struggles or obstacles in my life, it's either to grow character in me, to strengthen me, or just to push through daily life and not to go on feelings. That's the way I've learned to just lay back and have faith and trust in the Lord.
Hey, thank you for sharing that. I was thinking as you were talking about learning to live by faith and not allowing your emotions or your feelings to drive you, that God has given both our intellect, our thoughts, you know, reading, understanding, making decisions intellectually with our head. But God's also given us our heart. So I would encourage us as we think about our emotions shouldn't be what drive us. But I'll tell you what, our emotion, once we're clear of the direction we're taking in our life, what God has given us. We need to have our emotions help us in motivating us to move forward. Because like I say, emotions are a fuel that help drive us either into a ditch or can drive us clearly down the right path. And I think you kind of get a picture of which you want for your life. I know which one I want. So thank you for that story. Appreciate it. If you have a story you want to share, we love hearing your testimony, what God's doing in your life. All you have to do is give us a call at 888-888-1717.
You know, I remind heart people that our emotions are a good thing. God gives us our emotions. As we've said, the scripture tells us that we're to be angry, but then it goes on to say, but do not sin, Ephesians 4:26. So can I encourage you to remind yourself, if you're a heart person, that your emotions are good, but remember they can cause problems if they're not managed in your relationships. In other words, bring them under the authority of Christ. And when you do that, really, that's intentional living.
Talking about your window to the world, you know, we have three basic windows that we can function with when it comes to our daily activities. One is our thoughts, what goes on in our head. Those of us that tend to be head people, analytical, bottom line, thinking, problem solving, we look through that window when we view the world so often. And some of you as heart people, you have a different view of life, a level of sensitivity, awareness that's a little different than those of us that are head people. And then, of course, hand people that see things through the window of get it done, checklists, and what have you. And the reason this is an interesting topic and a helpful topic when it comes to leadership, to working with people, to getting along in the church, getting along in your family, it's also a reminder that God's ultimate design was for us to have all three of these, each of these, and have them in balance in our life. And I believe what happened in the Garden of Eden when there was sin that occurred, at that moment, there was a shattering of our head, heart, and hand. And some of us ended up being big-headed and maybe small-hearted. Something we can work on. And when I talk to people who are telling me they're working in this area and growing in this area and allowing God to fill each of these windows with new view, with an exciting look to the future with their life, I think it's powerful. You get your head, heart, and hand in alignment. You get those three together under God's authority. And I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. You want to change your family? You want to change your finances? You want to change what's going on in your work or your health? Get your head, heart, and hand in alignment. Under God's authority, being intentional, doing it regularly, developing these new habits of head, heart, and hand, it will change your life. Hey, by the way, some of you have been down that trail. I'd love to hear your story of success. How did God grow your head, heart, and hand for His glory? You can tell us on our storyline. All you have to do is give us a call, 888-888-1717. Hey, thanks for joining me on today's show. We've been talking about walking by faith. Remember, it's not by sight. It's not the things that we see sometimes that are going to be the biggest difference in our life. It's what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, spirit to spirit. I'm Dr. Randy. For our entire team here at Intentional Living, have a great day. We'll see you next time.